Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn steady, May wheat down 2¾ cents, and May beans steady. The wheat broke about 5 cents in the last 15 minutes, pretty much straight down. I didn't see any real reason for the break. The dollar is down 42 ticks. That should be a little bit helpful. We didn't see any export announcements this morning, but Egypt is apparently looking for some wheat out here. We've got just horrendous weather with these storms. Minneapolis, North Dakota, South Dakota, a lot of areas. Up to 24 inches of snow in some of these areas. So I just think it just adds to the misery that's going on out here. A lot of places aren't going to get in the fields for several weeks. I got to believe that we're doing some damage to the wheat out here. We're certainly delaying winter wheat plantings, yet even Minneapolis was down a penny and a half overnight, Kansas City down a penny and a half. So I'm not sure what broke the wheat, but it seems a little surprising to me at any rate. We haven't seen anything out of the White House in terms of ending the trade wars. Obviously, the talk is if we get a deal signed, Chinese are going to want to buy a lot of product. But, you know, even after yesterday's news about the pork purchase, you know, pork traded down to within 5 cents of trading steady on the day. Closed 100 higher, but after opening the limit up, I wouldn't say that was a great close. So, you know, it's a little bit bearish with this hog situation. They claim that China won't need as much corn or soybeans. You know, at some point they're going to want to rebuild these herds, and it's going to take an awful lot of corn to help them, but for the time being, we don't see that happening, and they claim that's going to put some pressure on the beans and the corn. I don't know if I agree with that. In the long run, it's going to be about whether or not we get these crops in the ground. We're going to get them in the ground, but in what shape and, you know, how quickly, and then whether there's a trade deal or not. Funds are still heavily, heavily short. 60,000 to 70,000 contracts of beans, 60,000 to 70,000 wheat, 250,000 to 260,000 corn. You know, we need something to shake them in here. We just haven't been able to do it yet. So it's a matter of the funds apparently looking to sell rallies and specs looking to buy breaks. Right now, the funds certainly are in the driver's seat. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.